Latino immigrants have been hit especially hard by the coronavirus pandemic. That's especially true in Kings County, where there was a 90% increase in deaths among Latino immigrants between 2019 and 2020. That's according to a data analysis by UC Merced. FM89's Mati Bolaños spoke with the family members of a Mexican immigrant who recently died of the virus.
Water boils on the stove in Claudia Medina's mobile home in Lemoore. It's a familiar sound, she says. Her husband, Pedro Cruz Mendoza, would get up every morning at 5:30 and start making her coffee.
He didn't like coffee, but he knew I did. He loved chilaquiles. On Sunday, that was her breakfast. Chilaquiles, eggs, and his toasted bread.
Cruz Mendoza was born in Oaxaca and came to the Central Valley in 1988. His wife and their son joined him 8 years later. He spent 21 years working in the fields.
He was very hardworking. He never missed a day of work. Never.
She says he'd go to work even when he was sick. They're undocumented and as low-wage workers couldn't afford to take a day off. But when Medina started feeling sick in late February, she says she immediately told her boss at the small restaurant where she worked. She self-isolated in their second bedroom. She told Cruz Mendoza she might have COVID. He brushed it off, she says. He didn't believe COVID was real, but she took it seriously.
When he will leave for work, I will leave the room to make myself something to eat, and then I will throw bleach on everything. I'd clean. I was scared and always thinking of him.
Because he's older and therefore more at risk, she says. Over time, Medina got better, but a few days later, she noticed Pedro had developed a dry cough. She says she begged him to get tested for COVID.
He told me, oh, this is hurting. And I told him it was his lungs and we needed to take him to the doctor, but he said no.
He continued to go to work in the fields for 4 days. The Migration Policy Institute estimates there are 11,000 undocumented people in Kings County, and nearly all are from Mexico or Central America. Like Cruz Mendoza, many of them work in the food and agriculture sector, an industry hit hard by the pandemic, and they don't qualify for unemployment or federal stimulus checks. All of that explains why the Central Valley's Latino immigrants have suffered during the pandemic, says Ana Padilla, executive director of the UC Merced Community and Labor Center.
So it leaves them financially vulnerable, where they have really no choice but to continue working in certain conditions and despite their own health.
Cruz Mendoza remained wary of getting medical attention even after his condition worsened. Eventually, Medina took him to the clinic where he tested positive for COVID. A day later, she says she decided to take him to the county's only hospital.
They said he has very little oxygen in his lungs and his pulse is very low. They weren't sure what was going to happen.
On March 28th, after 20 days in the hospital, Pedro Cruz Mendoza passed away, leaving behind his wife, only son, and 2 grandchildren. Among California counties with significant Latino populations, Kings County had the second highest increase in deaths among Latino immigrants during 2020. Only Imperial County, along the California-Mexico border, had a higher increase in Latino immigrant deaths last year, a 97.5% increase. On April 9th, family and friends met at the Phippsdale Funeral Chapel in Lemoore to say their goodbyes to Cruz Mendoza. Due to COVID restrictions, only 25 people were allowed in at a time. Groups of people gathered outside the chapel, waiting for their turn. Inside, a local musician sang of love and departure. Cruz Mendoza lay in his casket wearing his Cruz Azul soccer jersey and his favorite beanie.
I said I'm going to dress him the way he dressed here.
Cruz Mendoza's family had no money for the burial. Despite working in the valley's fields for 2 decades, he had only earned enough to put food on the table and pay his bills. But his daughter-in-law started a GoFundMe account. His son put on a car wash, and his son's mother-in-law dropped off donation boxes at stores in the area. A friend loaned the family $5,000. Altogether, they came up with the $14,000 they needed to pay for his funeral expenses.
A lot of people came to ask us what we needed, to let us know they were with us.
Besides their immediate family and a sister in Bakersfield, Medina says they didn't have any biological relatives in the valley. Still, Cruz Mendoza had many friends.
A lot of people loved him. A lot of people. When this happened, they'd come and say, "Tell me this isn't true." And how I wish I could tell them it wasn't.
Medina says many people in the Latino undocumented community don't take this virus seriously until it hits them personally. Their son Juan admits before the death of his father, he was one of those people.
I would wear my mask and put hand sanitizer, but still, I would say it's a mental thing. But no, now that I've seen that, once you live it yourself, it does exist and it is real.
Now Medina and her son say they're figuring out how to live life without Pedro Cruz Mendoza. And Medina says she will have to figure out a way to pay for his medical bills when they arrive. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Mari Bolaños.
This story is part of the Central Valley News Collaborative, which is supported by the Central Valley Community Foundation with technology and training support by Microsoft Corporation.